Well, it is time here for a recap of the most unrealistic reality show in all of TV. That's right, I'm talking about ABC's The Bachelor. Colton is The Bachelor this season, and he has narrowed it down just a little bit more after last night's drama. I'm joined on the show right now by my beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, who is like, she knows who's going to go like all the way here. And so, good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Hey, this Bachelor show, it is almost like a no-holds-barred steel cage match with two beauty queens. Boy, what's going on there, Joy?
There's just so much hostility between the two of them, and Miss Alabama was the first to actually tell Colton, which was a huge mistake. Like I said last night, I'm like, have you never watched the show before? It never ends well for the people that go and talk bad about the other girls. It never does.
Because I was fortunate at Miss USA, but she didn't place, and it's like in that moment she started to talk and started to like do things. It was like manipulation, deceitfulness, and talking not kind things about me. It's just such a pattern of behavior, and I've noticed it in the house too, where she kind of spirals whenever I have like the slightest bit of success, which I hate.
You're exactly right. When one person goes and kind of tattletales on the other or starts stirring the pot, as it were, eventually it leads to their ultimate demise. But I really don't know what could be so bad. They're both beauty queens. What do they got to fight about?
I just think there's a lot of competition in those pageants, you know, and so they just have animosity towards each other, and it just built up and built up, and they should have just, you know, let it go. But Hannah B, I believe was her name, was the one that told him, and then he got mad at her, and then the other girl started saying, oh no, it's her, she's the one that's vindictive, and he was going back and forth, and it wasted like 2 hours of the group date.
I think what's cool about this Bachelor is he did play football for Illinois State up in Peoria. That is a fact. His parents also were athletes there. He spent some time in the NFL, and he's able to start a charity. And we saw that front and center on the one-on-one date where they got in a helicopter and he took Elise to an amusement park in San Diego. And there at the amusement park, they had it all to themselves, and these kids who have cystic fibrosis, he took them all to this park. I think that's cool as heck. I think Elise, Joy, on this one-on-one date, she really hit the jackpot with that date.
She did. It was a great date. And she was great with the kids, and I like her. I mean, I think she's a nice girl. I just don't see them together. She's not very excitable, you know? Like, she was good with the kids, but I don't see that. I don't see it.
I don't know how far she is going to go, because you've got these folks in the background like Cassie and the other girl, the real skinny gal.
Hannah G.
Yeah, now you like her?
Okay. I think he really likes her, because he didn't even pick her for a date because he was that confident in their relationship. So I think he really likes her. She'll go to the end, but she's definitely not one of my favorites. I really like Cassie. I like Nicole. You know, Nicole got the rose on the strong woman date, and she didn't even come close to being one of the strongest women, but he knows that she's a strong woman, I think, emotionally, and he really connected with her and gave her the rose. So I was happy because I like Nicole a lot.
Let's talk about that strong woman date really quick, because that was just hell. That was hell.
That's horrible. I was like, man, these poor girls, like, they're going to injure themselves. They're like pulling limos with their body.
I know. They were pulling limousines.
They're not trained for that.
It was like American Gladiators on steroids. They were pushing 100 pounds on some kind of sled in the dirt. It was a battle right there. And I forgot who won, but she's not going to make it very far.
No, I can't think of her name either.
Anyway, the other gal got the rose. So they sent four home, and now we're moving on here. Just briefly, are you still feeling like Cassie is your go-to gal?
Cassie is my pick. She's my pick. He even said, you know, she makes me nervous, but I feel comfortable. Like, I feel comfortable at the same time, and she's extremely cute but sexy. Like, I think she's going to go far. She's my favorite.
All right, there it is. We're still going with Cassie. It is the most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelor. Babe, thank you so much for your in-depth analysis, and I love you so much.
I love you too, babe.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.